Akol Paul Kordit, the spokesperson of the SPLM delegation loyal to President Salva Kiir, told the reporters at Juba Airport that the meeting in Arusha was a big breakthrough for the different factions of the ruling party. Kordit says three SPLM factions took part in the Arusha talks: the group loyal to the president, the SPLM in opposition led by former Vice President Riek Machar, and the group of 11 made up of former members of the ruling party who were detained when fighting broke out in Juba on December 15th last year. Kordit says a key issue that the factions agreed to was to
acknowledge a collective responsibility for the crisis in South Sudan that has taken a great toll on the lives and property of our people.
Kordit says the factions also rejected the use of violence to resolve South Sudan's crisis and agreed that it began as a political dispute.
The parties also acknowledge that the dialogue, rules and procedures are the only means to resolve internal differences and lack of consensus over important party issues among SPLM leaders.
In a communique that Kordit read out at the airport, the three factions indirectly acknowledged that there is an ethnic element to the crisis in South Sudan. The SPLM factions refer to the fighting as a civil war in the communique.
The parties also underscore the fact that a divided SPLM will automatically fragment the country along ethnic and regional fault lines. Therefore, the crisis must be urgently brought to an end by the SPLM collective leadership through genuine and honest dialogue that puts the interests of the people and the nation above all.
The parties say the talks in Arusha are essentially an internal SPLM dialogue and are separate from the IGAD-led peace talks being held in Ethiopia. But they say the two processes are, quote, mutually reinforcing and necessary to restore peace in South Sudan. The parties drafted a framework for future SPLM dialogues and agreed to meet again in 2 weeks' time. The framework for the talks delivers an indirect slap on the wrist to President Kiir and to a lesser extent to SPLM in opposition leader Machar by pledging that South Sudan's ruling party will work to overcome its divisions and, quote, recommit to internal democracy, especially on matters of decision-making, elections, secession, and peaceful transfer of power. Around a week before violence broke out in Juba late last year, Machar faulted Mr. Kiir for having, quote, dictatorial tendencies and not sharing decision-making in the SPLM. Mr. Kiir, meanwhile, has faulted Machar for being so hungry for power that he could not wait for the 2015 elections and tried instead to oust South Sudan's elected leader in an attempted coup on December 15th last year. Observers say that gross human rights violations, including rape and targeted ethnic killings, have been committed by both sides in the conflict. The SPLM factions pledged that they will take steps to stop the war in South Sudan and lead the government and the people of the country towards peace, stability, and prosperity. For VOA News, I am Wake Simon Wudu from Juba.